Elin Illustrated Classics, Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, adapted by Karen Kelly. Chapter 1. The Period. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. The horses mashed their way through thick mud with drooping heads. They were pulling the Dover mail coach up Shooter's Hill. It was late on a Friday night in November 1775. The hill, the harness, the mud, and the mail were all so heavy that the horses had already stopped three times. A cold mist had roamed up the hill like an evil spirit. Three passengers were plodding up the hill by the side of the mail. They could only see a few yards of the road from the light of the coach lamps. In those days, travelers kept to themselves, for anyone on the road might be a robber. The guard of the Dover mail stood watch with a loaded blunderbuss, six or eight loaded pistols, and a pile of swords at hand.
"Joe," said the coachman, "what o'clock do you make it, Joe?"
10 minutes past 11.
"My blood!" exclaimed the coachman. "And not atop of Shooter's yet? Get on with you!"
He added the whip to emphasize his command. The lead horse made a determined scramble, and the three other horses followed. The last burst carried the mail to the summit of the hill. When the horses stopped to breathe again, the guard got down off the coach. He opened the coach door to let the passengers back in.
"Tist, Joe!" cried the coachman in a warning voice from his perch on the box.
Both men listened. The sound of a galloping horse came fast and furious up the hill.
"So-ho!" the guard sang out, as loud as he could roar. "You there! Stand! I shall fire!"
The gallop quickly slowed, and a man's voice called from the mist.
"Is that the Dover mail?"
"Never you mind," the guard retorted. "Why do you want to know?"
"I want a passenger, if it is."
"What passenger?"
"Mr. Jarvis Lorry."
One passenger showed in a moment that was his name. The guard, the coachman, and the two other passengers looked at him full of distrust.
"Keep where you are," the guard called to the voice in the mist. "Gentleman named Lorry, answer straight."
"What is the matter?" asked the passenger. "Is it Jerry?" "Yes, Mr. Lorry. A bulletin sent you from over yonder, T and Company."
"I know this messenger, guard," said Mr. Lorry. He climbed down onto the road. "He may come close. There's nothing wrong."
"I hope there ain't," said the guard. "Hello, you. Come close slowly."
A horse and rider came carefully through the mist to the passenger. The rider stooped and handed him a small folded paper. Lorry opened the paper in the light of the coach lamp and read aloud.
"Wait at Dover for Mamselle. Jerry, say my answer was recalled to life."
Jerry startled in his saddle.
"That's a blazing strange answer." "Take that message back and they will understand."
The passenger opened the coach door and got in. The coach lumbered on again with wreaths of mist closing around it as it began to head downhill. Jerry dismounted his spent horse and turned to walk it down the other side of the hill. He muttered to himself,
"Recalled to life? Blazing strange message. You'd be in a blazing bad way if recalling to life was to come into fashion, Jerry.